Midwest.
Crop conditions are variable in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Some fields could use a little more moisture, while others are flooded because of excessive rainfall. Syngenta Agronomy Services representative Jason Snell says it's certainly been a tough growing season.
There's good and there's bad spots, and they're so interspersed that it's hard to even draw a general area. The southern half of my territory, so like central Minnesota, looks pretty good right now. They were a little dry early. They've picked up some rains here in the last few weeks that have kind of gotten them through. As you go north into northern Minnesota, there's some pretty good areas, and then there's some wet areas that got in late and they've stayed wet. And then there's also some areas that have gotten really dry, and that's kind of the same story in North Dakota, where you'll have areas that are very dry and have been for a while, and then areas that are super wet and flooding and fighting the other side of the fight. So it's super hard to determine, and I don't think there's a paintbrush small enough maybe to paint that picture yet.
And both diseases and insects are a concern at this stage of crop development. Snell says the risk of white mold is high in many areas for soybeans and dry beans.
As we reach these reproductive stages, and we have some flowers and some dead petals that are beginning to fall off, that is the entry point or the infection point for the white mold pathogen. The Sclerotinia pathogen, so we'll infect those dead petals, and then from there go on to infect the rest of the stem of the plant, and anything above that point could be killed off if that infection takes over and girdles the entire plant. Always a good idea to keep an eye on the aphids, and some of those we're also seeing some more thistle caterpillar moving into some areas on soybeans, which has been a pest that we've seen over the last couple of years.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.